Chapter 14. We both know who the impromptu dentist was. Where did Gordo go? I nodded as we sat there in the stirrup coffee shop at the Dude Rancher Lodge in Billings, where I decided we would crash for the night after checking on Harriet. That and the welcome wagon reception. I sat my fork down beside the very little that was left of my trout dinner and stared out the window at the streetlights just glimmering to life. Why kill Louis? He was in the van the night Jeannie went missing. I glanced at him. Is that simple? Sometimes it is. Henry lowered his mug and grimaced. He was there. He knew something, and someone wanted him dead. Artie wanted him dead. He studied me. It certainly would appear. I rested my napkin over the remains of the noble trout. So what you're saying is, unless someone was trying to make it look like Artie. I did not say anything, but if they were, they certainly did a marvelous job. I took a deep breath and slowly let it out. Actually, if I were Artie, I'd be insulted. He finished his steak and crossed his cutlery on the plate. Any word from the Rosebud County Sheriff? No formal report, but he has the same concerns we do. And if I were a betting man, which I'm not because it's just a tax against those who are bad at math, I'd bet the shotgun that was mounted at the door is the same Ithaca Deerslayer that killed Louis and the same one Lane was cleaning at his house when we first met him. It did seem vaguely familiar. You want to go see Lane after we check on the coach? Seems like a logical progression. The waitress brought over the bill, but Henry grabbed it before I could. Come on, I'll put it on my expense account. He fished his wallet from his jeans. What expense account? The one I'm going to start after I move to the beach and live in a trailer and buy a gold Firebird and an answering machine. I did my best James Garner voice. This is Walt Longmire. At the sound of the tone, leave your name and message and I'll get back to you. There are no beaches anywhere near Cheyenne, where you have a granddaughter. I completely forgot. I followed him outside, where sleet was trying to fill the air, but failing instead, just making the surroundings wet and raw. I reached into my jacket, feeling the small book there. I couldn't convince myself that it was real. I think I need to go up to Fort Pratt when this is all over. What if it does not still exist? I'll look for the remains. Of a ghost town? I guess. Certainly a town with ghosts. He looked at me from across the hood as the lights shimmered off the freezing pellets. Now, why would you want to do that? You don't think something strange is going on here? I mean, more than we know? There is always more than we know. Why is this different? I patted my chest. This time there's evidence. Perhaps it is more in my purview. I pulled open the door and climbed in as my backup licked the side of my head. Maybe I'm broadening my horizons. I glanced over as he climbed in and shook his head. What? You think it is dangerous? So you wish to do it yourself. I fired up the engine and backed out, heading toward St. Vincent. What could be dangerous about an old ghost town? You are bullheaded and looking for a confrontation with something you do not understand. I shrugged. That's how most of my confrontations end up. I do not think you should do this. I parked in front of the hospital. Look, we've got other, more important things to contend with. I'm just talking about it. Talk leads to action. I started to get out, but he grabbed my arm like a grappling hook. Promise me you will not pursue this without my guidance. I stared at him, and this time I didn't pull away. This Evoice almost has you rattled, huh? I do not think it has you rattled enough. I looked down at the hand and then back to him. If I weren't taking it seriously enough, I am now. I smiled, just to let him know I appreciated his concern. Harriet's room was on the corner and commanded a nice view of downtown Billings where we could see the red neon of our motel only 3 blocks away. She pushed some hair that escaped from under the benches out of her face and smiled at me from 2 black eyes. After visiting ours, I've got this badge that makes people do what I tell them. I wish I had one. All I've got is a whistle. That's all right. I can't get anyone to run laps. She smiled, and I took off my hat, resting it on my knee. How do you feel?
Surprisingly well.
That's not what the doctor says. The smile faded. You talk to him? Badge. I pointed at my chest. He said, you're heavily concussed, having continual headaches, ringing in the ears, blurred vision, nausea, and that they're keeping you for a few days under observation. I miss anything?
I've thrown up 3 times today.